In this episode, I tell you when and why you should start your own e-commerce site off of Amazon.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Hello and welcome, amazingly beautiful people of the internet. So welcome to episode number 39 of the Private Labeler Show, where we're helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs such as yourself start an online business in 2016. Welcome aboard, grateful and happy that you are here. You made it. Yes. So real quick, I'm just curious, how the heck is your summer going so far? I know we're a few days into it, and hopefully you have some huge plans so far this summer, some awesome and fun, exciting adventures that you're going to go on, maybe some family trips or vacations. Hopefully up to this point, your summer has been great. I know with me, one of my goals that I wanted to share with you is by the end of the summer, I plan on moving down to the great state of Florida. It's been one of my goals for a while, but in 2016, I kind of put my foot in the ground and said, yes, I'm gonna make this happen. I live in the north and I am getting sick and tired of these cold winters. So Florida, I will be joining you guys hopefully by the end of the summer. So what that kind of means for me is I need to do a lot to kind of get prepared for that. I have never moved out of state or anything like that. I hate moving. I'm pretty certain that everybody hates moving. It's definitely a lot of work to get ready for that. So right now I've pretty much just been focusing a lot of my attention outside of this podcast and my Amazon business on things like getting my house ready or rent ready so that I can rent it out and then move down to Florida. And I plan on moving somewhere really near the ocean and hopefully real near a beach. That's kind of my ideal lifestyle for a while, so I can kind of have that passive income lifestyle online and just truly enjoy the outdoors and things like that. So I just thought I would share that with you guys. Anybody listening in Florida, hello, I might be your neighbor one of these months, so just drop me a line, maybe just tell me whereabouts in Florida you're living, and would be great to kind of connect on that. So just thought I would share that with you guys out there, a little bit about what's been going on with me in my summer so far. Also too, if you're an iTunes type of person, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you have not already. And once you subscribe, please make sure that you leave a sweet review or a comment. That would go a long way to helping me and the podcast get ranked in iTunes. So if you guys could please go to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes, that'll send you right to the iTunes page there. And please subscribe and leave a comment. And I would absolutely love to read your review and or comment on a future podcast episode. Okay, so let's dive in, everybody. So we're talking about when and why you would want to start your own e-commerce site outside of Amazon. So like, when's the right time to do that? Why you would want to do it? Let's just kind of break that down. I want to share my opinion on that subject because naturally, if you're in the Facebook groups, you're on the Reddit forums, you're listening to podcasts, watching videos, going through courses, at some point this is going to come up where you're going to hear some guru say, you know, hey, you got to, you know, bring your stuff onto Shopify and, you know, expand outside of Amazon. And then you're going to get kind of excited and then you're going to realize, crap, that's a lot of work. And, you know, is it really worth it? And when should I be doing this? Well, I'm going to give you my opinion on all this stuff. So basically, if you do not have a product yet up on Amazon, or maybe you're just kind of breaking into Amazon, maybe you only have a few products and you're kind of working your way through becoming profitable and you're still not really 100% confident and comfortable, then I would say starting up your own e-commerce site outside of Amazon should be the furthest thing from your mind, okay? You should not be worrying about that one bit at all. Period, end of story. A lot of times what the mistakes that people make is that they're not even really profitable on Amazon. Maybe they have a few products up and they're just still kind of learning the ropes. And all of a sudden they take all of their attention and move it somewhere else outside of Amazon. They think, okay, now I got to start up my own website outside of this. I got to get all my products on there. And then all of a sudden they become distracted. So then their Amazon sales slip even more or go down. And then they're really spinning their wheels trying to figure these things out. And then it just becomes a mess. So my advice to you is this. If you don't have a product up on Amazon, you don't even worry about anything but Amazon. If you only have a few products up on Amazon and you're still kind of learning the ropes, don't worry about anything but Amazon. Get absolute tunnel vision on Amazon. The only things you should be concerned about at that point are ranking for keywords, your conversion rates, general sales, and Amazon pay-per-click. That's the only stuff that should matter to you, okay? So if you feel you're confident and comfortable with Amazon, let's say you're profitable, you got a couple of products launched, and you kind of have things figured out, and you got to have some systems around things, maybe you have some virtual assistants handling things, and you have the time and some of the skills necessary, then at that point, if it's part of your big picture vision, then you probably want to get serious about some other platforms outside of Amazon, such as Shopify, which is what I go through, or WordPress site, or BigCommerce, or whatever other platforms there are out there for e-commerce. At that point, then consider it. So if you have the time on your hands, you have the skills, or you've been developing those skills, then you might want to entertain it. So that's just kind of my thoughts there in general. Now, I do know plenty of people that have maybe dozens of products up on Amazon and are making a considerable amount of money on Amazon and have things figured out. And they might have a couple of different brands on Amazon, but they only intend on playing on Amazon. That's their only mission, is just to, pretty much just go all in on Amazon and not worry about any other things that could distract them. Again, that's their vision, that's their mission, and that's fine. I would certainly say that over the next, handful of years, that might be a great play. But with the current landscape of all things internet and Amazon and e-commerce, you never really know. So it's not a bad idea to want to branch outside of Amazon at a certain point. In fact, I think that's a great idea if you have a long-term vision for your private label business. Okay, if you want to build a big brand or a true brand, and not just have it on Amazon, it is definitely a great idea at some point to bring some of that outside of Amazon so that you can get all the benefits of that, which I'll talk about in just a minute. So hopefully that makes sense. If you have the skills and the know-how and the time, then by all means, go nuts. Start a Shopify site. Go crazy with it. But if you're just kind of learning the ropes, just stick to Amazon. That's all that's required. That's all that's necessary. So don't get distracted by shiny object syndrome. And just so you're aware, the vast majority of people that are selling on Amazon are typically going to make the majority or the lion's share of their profit and income from Amazon. It's where the party is at. So even though they might have let's just say some nice looking e-commerce sites outside of Amazon, I can almost guarantee you that the vast majority are going to make the lion's share, again, from Amazon, because that's where all the shoppers are going. That's where all the credit cards are on file. Products convert at a crazy high rate on Amazon compared to a standard e-commerce site. So just think about this. Let's just say the average product on Amazon converts at around maybe 12 to 15%. Okay, on an average e-commerce site, it might be 1% to 2% if you're good. Okay, so just think of that in those terms. Amazon's got all the traffic. They have buyers that are willing to spend money, that have their credit cards on file. They have Prime out there just encouraging people to buy. So again, I'm not saying put all your eggs in the Amazon basket forever and ever, because I think that'll be a dumb play in a lot of cases. But I'm just stating, put all your eggs in the Amazon basket for the time being if you don't have the means or the skills to create outside of Amazon just this at this moment. All right, so at this point, you should be crystal clear on where I stand or what my opinions and views are on starting your own e-commerce site outside of Amazon. So if you're not crystal clear on it, listen to that again, but I thought I laid out my case pretty darn well for you. So here is one of the reasons, or some of the reasons, why I started my own e-commerce site outside of Amazon. So it all kind of started, and I might have mentioned this in a few of the past podcast episodes, but it all kind of started as when I wanted to enroll my brand into Amazon Brand Registry. So when I did that, when I reached out to Amazon and wanted to register my brand to put it on file with them and to gain some of the benefits of Amazon Brand Registry, one of the things that they required or wanted was that I have my own website or URL, or at least some resemblance of a website. It didn't have to be much. So what I did was I went right to GoDaddy and I bought my domain for my brand. And then what I did after that was I went to Shopify and I got the most basic starter plan that they had, like just the basic bare bones plan. I don't even know how much it was or what kind of deals, but it was just really inexpensive. And I just kind of threw up a real quick basic site with a lot of their templates that they have. And they have some really cool templates there for free that, you can use that look really, really good. So what I decided to do now that I had this pseudo brand up there, I decided to put some of my products on there right away. And it didn't take much effort whatsoever. I kind of just took everything that I had from Amazon, my pictures, my descriptions and all that, just copied and pasted everything over. And then what I learned that you could do right away was actually link up your Amazon FBA account to your Shopify account so that if somebody did stumble along your site or your Shopify site, they looked at one of your products, if they bought it, Amazon would deliver it. So I thought, well, that's pretty damn cool, and why don't I do that? So that's exactly what I did. And I guess at that point then I said, okay, well, maybe I'll take a few minutes to actually make the site not suck. So I invested just a little bit of time into things. I don't think I have the greatest skills when it comes to this kind of stuff, but Shopify makes things pretty darn easy for you. So that's why I recommend them. So spent a little bit of time kind of flushing out a site so that if people did land on it, they wouldn't be scared off by, you know, a horrible looking site. So I do get sales through my Shopify site, but it is nowhere near the sales that I get from Amazon, okay? But I don't put a ton of effort into my Shopify site at all. It's kind of just, once I did the work to flush it out, I'm not embarrassed by my site. If people land on it, I think it looks good, or looks you know, kind of acceptable. But again, I do majority of the sales through Amazon, of course, as I stated before. And then the other cool things you can do too is you can link your, you know, social media to it. So like I have my Instagram, my Facebook kind of linked to it. So at least it looks a little bit more professional. Now, that's kind of why I got started. It all started from Amazon Brand Registry. And so if you're thinking kind of like a big picture vision for a brand like I am and I was, it might not be a bad idea, maybe after you have like a product or two up, you know, to get your products enrolled in Amazon Brand Registry. And then what you're going to want to do is, you know, go to GoDaddy or another site, get your URL, and put up either like a landing page or a WordPress site. Or what I did is, like I mentioned, just went right to Shopify, got the cheapest plan there. So that way I can get accepted into Amazon Brand Registry to enjoy the benefits of that Amazon gives me with that. And, you know, and then I basically, you can do what I did is at least just put a little bit of effort into kind of getting something up there. Again, don't expect much sales from just a basic Shopify site. It's not like people are going to come in droves to it, but at least it kind of gets you in that practice. But I wouldn't invest a lot of time and effort into something that's not going to give you a lot of profit and return unless you really have the skills and the know-how to get that site rocking. Okay, and kind of wrapping things up here, I wanted to share some of the cool benefits to actually having your own e-commerce site outside of Amazon. So there's a lot of amazing benefits, but I just wanted to share a few of them here with you that are really relevant and make some sense. So first things first, if you didn't already know this, Amazon doesn't give you email addresses whenever somebody buys something or a product from you. That's Amazon's business. They don't give that to you. Now, if you sell something on your own e-commerce site, you obviously retain that customer. You have their email address, and you can do a lot of amazing things with that email address. You can set up email campaigns. You can take those email addresses and bring them over to Facebook to do some marketing. You do all kinds of cool stuff. So that's obviously a really important thing to have, because at the end of the day, that email address is extremely valuable. Okay. Now, other things too is when you have your own e-commerce site, you control everything. Okay. With Amazon, Amazon controls everything. So if Amazon wants to make a change to their algorithm, a change to their terms of service, or whatever, you have to deal with that. And Amazon doesn't have to ask you for permission. They just go ahead and do what's, you know, best for them. So with your own site, you make your own rules. You make your own promotions. You know, you control everything, so which is obviously really cool. Now, at the end of the day too, in my opinion, it does make you look a little bit more professional. And I think that having your own e-commerce site might help you close a few additional sales. Reason I say that is this. If I have a customer that's maybe on the fence looking at my product on Amazon, and maybe they're looking at a competitor, and maybe, just maybe, they don't know what our brands are. They've never heard of them. So naturally, they might open up a tab on their browser and then just Google our company name or brand name. And if I have an actual website that looks decent and I have a social media presence and all this stuff, I think that's going to give that customer a little bit more confidence to go with my product versus maybe a competitor's that doesn't have any presence online whatsoever. That might be a red flag. That customer might be saying, geez, it's 2016 and, you know, this whatever brand it is, Joe Blow's grilling accessories doesn't have a website or a Facebook presence or social media. Geez, what is this all about? They might just choose to skip over that. I'm not saying that that's going to happen a lot, but I'd imagine that it happens from time to time. So I think that you actually might close a few additional sales because of that, because you actually have a presence out there. Now, another really cool thing about having your own site is that customers then can easily contact you for issues. So as an example, customers can easily reach out to me on my site that have been thinking about buying my products or have already bought from me on Amazon, and now they feel comfortable and confident that they can reach out easily and find me through my email address or right through my website to send me questions or just comments or just things like that, general inquiries or whatever. And I just think it really helps with the relationship with that customer there, that they can reach me through my website or even social media or whatever it might be. So I think that that goes a long way to satisfying your customers and delivering an amazing customer experience as you build your brand. All right. So in conclusion, if you listen to this podcast and you just decided, okay, you know what? I do have a little bit of extra time on my hands. My products are doing fairly well. I want to explore or entertain my own e-commerce site outside of Amazon, maybe with Shopify or whatever. Then I would say at minimum, here's what you want to do. If you haven't yet enrolled in Amazon Brand Registry for your brand, do that. And then once you do that, you're going to naturally have to do certain things. So at minimum, register for a domain. Go to GoDaddy. Go to a similar site. Register that domain. Get a basic email address for your business at this point if you don't already have one. And then also to enroll into a basic Shopify account, like the starter account or whatever, or find an equivalent to Shopify. I'm not saying that that's who you have to go through. That's just who I go through. So just get a basic template set up as well. So Shopify, just like a lot of these other providers, will have some pretty basic and cool templates that you can put up with minimal effort so that you have a nice looking store and presence there. And then you can import some of your Amazon products there and just quickly get up your products on and through this template and on like a Shopify site like I do, and link it to Amazon FBA, and then kind of just call it a day at that point. So at least you have some sort of a presence up there that looks good and professional presence that, like I said, might help you close a few additional sales. But beyond that, if you're still kind of growing on Amazon, I wouldn't put a whole lot of effort into the Shopify or e-commerce platforms outside of Amazon at this point. So hopefully that makes sense. And if you guys got any questions on that, obviously just fire away. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Go to the Facebook group. Go to privatelabelershow.com/FB. Join the Facebook group or just fire away in the questions in there. Send me an email, whatever, and I'll kind of just share or expound on my podcast here and give you some additional thoughts. So that about does it for today, folks. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to talking to you in the next one. Hey, thanks for listening to the very end. I really appreciate it. Now, for being such a loyal listener of the show, we are offering you an exclusive discount on Jungle Scout for the Private Labeler Show community. Simply go to junglescout.com/PLS to take advantage today, or simply use the Jungle Scout link on my resources page on privatelabelershow.com. So take advantage of the savings and start finding the perfect product to sell today. Thanks.